There is a wonderful story in 2 Kings chapter 12, which is great for leaders when they need to respond to unmet objectives in their organizations that they lead. The situation in 2 Kings chapter 12 was that the priests had been asked to collect funds from the people to repair the house of the Lord. The story picks up on the king's response when after 23 years, he realizes the priests hadn't done what he'd asked. So he calls them all together and says, "Why haven't you done what I asked?" Then he realized that he needs a change of plan. And he says, "Take no more money from the people and hand over what you've done. Hand over what you have for the repair of the house." The priests agreed to the new plan. The king did something really interesting. Instead of firing all the priests, he set about reorganizing for the project to happen in a different way. Potentially, the king realized that the priests didn't have the skill sets to do what he'd asked them to do in the first place, and that also that he had not put the right processes and structures into place to achieve the objective. The previous plan had no safeguard for the hearts of the priests to help prevent them from misusing the funds. So he set about a new way of collecting the money, and he monitored it in a different way. Now when the money was collected for the repair of the temple, there was not only the priest present, but also the king's guard who acted as an auditor, clearly making sure that the money was kept safe for the purposes of the project. Then he also changed the plan on how the repair work would get done. Instead of asking the priest to do the work, he contracted the work out to tradesmen and specialist craftsmen who had the skill sets and the experience to do the work. The story finishes in verse 15, where it says at the end that the craftsmen and the contracted tradesmen did the work so honestly and so well that an accounting or an auditing of the project at the end wasn't needed because everything had been done as was asked. We can learn a lot of lessons from this story, but here are some of them. Firstly, monitoring goals is biblical, and when they are not achieved, leaders have a responsibility to change the structure and processes to still go about achieving those goals in a different way. Some of the ways that leaders can respond, including changing the terms and conditions of the project, putting new processes in place, new policies, a negotiation of a change in direction, making new agreements, using new tactics, changing the funding stream, or addressing how the funds are cared for and what kind of third-party accountability of the funds are put in place. We can check that there's an auditing of assets, an auditing of bank accounts, there's new quotes, estimates, project plans, contracted services, focused project management, and focused diligent effort. All of these are great insights for leaders. This is Christina Hawkins, Stewardship Teacher, Seventh-day Adventist Church.